You're listening to SBS News.
When police receive reports of stabbings, they issued a province-wide dangerous persons alert, later discovering 10 bodies. The stabbings happened across multiple sites, including James Smith Cree Nation, where a state of emergency was declared. Commanding Officer Rhonda Blackmore of the Saskatchewan Royal Canadian Mounted Police says some of the victims were random, but some appeared to have been targeted.
Several additional victims have been injured, 15 of which at this point have been transported to various hospitals. There may be additional injured victims who transported themselves to various hospitals. Let me be clear, we are still looking for the two suspects.
She is warning the alleged offenders are armed and dangerous as she urges the pair to turn themselves into police.
We're dedicating a maximum number of resources to this investigation and thank our many provincial and interprovincial policing partners who are providing additional support.
Police have named the two suspects, 30-year-old Miles Sanderson and 31-year-old Damien Sanderson, releasing their images. Regina Police Chief Evan Bray explains how the publication of photos helps with inquiries.
Our investigators work very diligently with any information that comes in, including tips through social media, to really, I think, sift through and ultimately decipher what is factual information.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he is shocked and devastated by this tragic violence. There are no further details about the motives behind the attack, but a statement from the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations says this is the destruction when harmful illegal drugs invade our communities. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.